This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Tom Talucki, who's president of the Michigan Corrections Organization. Good evening, Tom. How are you?
Real good, Cheryl. What about yourself?
I'm doing well. The sun's out tonight and I'm heading to a ball game, Lansing Lugnuts, tonight against MSU.
And they're going to win, aren't they?
I was going to say who. Maybe we'll save that for later.
I'm not getting in the middle of that argument.
I appreciate it. We'll both stay out of that one. I'll just say I'm going to support everybody.
There you go.
There you go. Why don't we start with who you represent first with the Michigan Corrections Organization?
Cheryl, we represent all the correction officers that work in the state facilities. We roughly have about 7,000, and we also represent the forensic officers down in Ypsilanti. So we represent all the frontline staff that keep Michigan safe from the criminals here in Michigan.
Well, you sure do. And some news in recent weeks of a couple of prison closings in Michigan, one the Muskegon Correctional Facility and another in Coldwater. Muskegon is kind of an interesting in itself, though, isn't it, in terms of how the prison is being used at this point?
Yes, actually it is, Cheryl. As you know, they were slated to close about a year ago, and Michigan was able to negotiate a contract with the state of Pennsylvania, and inmates in Muskegon are from Pennsylvania, and they got off to a pretty rocky start, and it was up and down for a while because the inmates weren't used to the way the Michigan prison system ran, but those officers and the administration out there in Muskegon have done a fine job leveling off that operation, and it seems here in recent months it's running very smooth, and all of a sudden Pennsylvania pulls the contract. We thought it would last up to 5 years, but never imagined that after 1 year it would be gone.
Were you given any reasons or reasons that we could talk about as to why this was pulled 1 year in out of a 5-year deal?
Well, we understand there's a new governor and a new director in the Department of Corrections in Pennsylvania, and they wanted to add prisoners to the existing prisons, add a couple of drop-in units, and up the population of the prisons there.
Wow. Now, that seems interesting. I mean, I assume we got the prisoners to Muskegon because they needed the real estate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it just goes to show in a change of administration how things can change quickly.
Well, it sure does. Now, of course, that was a good thing. That kept the prison open what we thought was going to be for 5 years and gave jobs to the folks you represent, these corrections officers.
Absolutely. We represent right now about 143 officers at the Muskegon Correctional Facility.
And I can only imagine what the reaction to this news is.
Devastating for the community. There's two other prisons in Muskegon, but between the two other prisons, there's only roughly about 15 vacancies. So there's going to be like 100 and almost 30 officers leaving the Muskegon area, and that's going to devastate that community.
Well, it certainly is. And besides just the corrections officers, other folks working at the prison as well.
Absolutely.
Wow. The other news that you told me when I had an opportunity to talk to you for a few minutes the other day is that a prison in Coldwater is also closing.
Absolutely. Florence Crane is. We got the news that they're pulling the Michigan prisoners out of there and putting them into other prisons around the state that have unsecure level one housing units that are empty. And that was devastating also for the community in Coldwater. We're also losing roughly 140 members out in that area.
Boy.
And they're going to either have to go to Jackson or other prisons around the state, and some will more than likely be laid off.
So we're talking a total in the range of 300 folks here that are going to be without jobs. Muskegon facility is scheduled to close in June, is that right?
Correct.
And what about Coldwater?
They're on the same time frame,
okay.
Actually.
Wow, so that's like right now in terms of in the scheme of things.
Yes, but we do have some vacancies in the officer ranks around the – we have some in Ionia, and we have almost 90 in Jackson. So the officers that are being displaced will have to go to other communities to work. And, you know, with the price of gas, that's devastating. That's less money to spend in the community they live in.
Well, and it's a whole cycle of things, isn't it? If they're leaving the community because of the housing market, it's not a good time to try to sell their home and move the families. And, I mean, it's a whole cycle that's created here.
Absolutely. We all know right now here in Michigan, it's close to impossible to sell your home. So The officers that I've met with in Muskegon and both Coldwater don't even think that's an option.
Well, and again, when you and I had a couple of minutes, a couple of issues that you raised, I was concerned about with staffing being cut in prisons and numbers of corrections officers in the prisons, the assaults are up on corrections officers. It's a very dangerous place to work anyway, and is it getting worse?
It's getting way worse. In fact, we had a stint here. I've been around 27 years in this business, and we had a stint here recently where we had to fire warning shots at several prisons in a short period of time, and that was unbelievable. We never had a stint like that. More weapons are being found in your lower-level prisons. We believe a lot of it's attributed to the fact, if you remember a little over a year ago, Standish Max was closed. And at the same time that Max facility was closed, Alger Max in Munising, a level 5, was downgraded to a level 4. That took 1,200 level 5 beds offline. Now, those inmates didn't just disappear. They were pushed down into the system and into lower levels, and this is the effect of that. There's more disruption. There's less officers watching them. They're cramming them into prisons built for 600 inmates. There's 1,400 inmates in some of these temps. And at the same time they're doing that, the Department of Corrections just this week has announced they're going to start closing officer assignments. It's just unbelievable.
And what does that mean to be closing officer assignment? What does that mean to the members you represent, to corrections officers?
Well, see, we're the police force inside that facility. We enforce the rules. There's no other job like this in Michigan. We deal with 100% convicted felons that, and when you're in there trying to enforce the rules, numbers mean something. I mean, some prisons, for instance, they come in with 35 officers with well over 1,000 inmates. And when you start cutting 2, 3, 4 staff out of those 30-some officers, that means a lot. There's less officers to respond. There's less officers to enforce the rules. And it becomes very dangerous. We're finding a lot of weapons in our level 1 prisons. And you know what? You know, I ask officers when I'm out doing tours, what are inmates saying? And, you know, inmates are saying they're afraid. They're arming themselves because they're afraid of the other inmates because they're overpopulated, they're crammed in, and there's less officers watching not only for other employees' safety. Officers watch out for the safety of inmates, and they know less officers, they're arming themselves, taking matters into their own hands.
Well, and I think it's important to note as well, while the prisoners, as you say, are arming themselves more and more, the corrections officers are not armed.
Absolutely not. A lot of the general public think we're in there with mace, billy clubs, weapons. That's absolutely false. There's absolutely no weapons inside the perimeter of any prison here in Michigan.
So that when you spoke a minute ago, and I just want to make sure everybody's clear on this, when you spoke a minute ago about shots fired, that's from outside.
Absolutely, from gun towers, from some of the prisons that still have gun towers.
So the safety of the corrections officers foremost are at the first point, and then you start to wonder about the safety of the public as well when the numbers are in the ratio that they are with corrections officers to prisoners.
Absolutely. Our ratio officer to inmate has slid over the last 5 years. That's why this recent announcement from the Department of Corrections to close yet even more of our positions. And it's, you know, and it's strictly all the correspondences we have, it's strictly because of the budget. Budget-driven corrections is terrible. It endangers people's lives, not only the lives of officers, anybody else working in the prison, inmates, but the general public here in Michigan should all be concerned.
Have you, and this is probably a silly question, Tom, you've spoken with legislators and so forth and at the governor's office and tried to explain to them how dangerous the system or this is becoming with the reduction in officers and closing of prisons?
The reduction of officers has just come about here in the last couple of days, the most recent one. So we have not got past the director of the Department of Corrections, but we are holding some town hall meetings with legislators here in the next couple of days, and we are meeting with some other folks here in the next couple of days to voice our concerns.
Well, because as we, just to reiterate, first of all, the safety, foremost, the safety of the officers, the safety of the prisoners, and then the ripple effect in the communities, it just doesn't end.
No, it doesn't.
And wow, well, this is a big issue. And Tom, I'd love to be able to call you again and have a dialogue about this as these closings start happening, and then we'll see exactly what that means.
Please do, Cheryl. We always look forward to communicating with you, and you have a good evening.
Thank you so much, Tom. We've been speaking with Tom Talucki, who's president of the Michigan Corrections Organization. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this on 1320 WILS.